From Church Leaders, How to Share the Gospel, by Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. We need not apologize for our beliefs, nor back down from that which we know to be true, but we can share it in a spirit of loving understanding, boldly and confidently, with an eye single to the glory of God, without pressuring our listeners or feeling that we have failed in our duty if they do not immediately accept what we believe. When we have the companionship of the Holy Ghost, we can then do simple things to help bring better understanding of the gospel into the lives of the less active members of the church, as well as those who are not of our faith. There is no need for any new program to do this. We don't need a handbook or a calling or a training meeting. The only need is for good members of the church to learn to rely upon the power of the Holy Ghost, and with this power, reach out and touch the lives of our Father's children. There is no greater service we can render than sharing our personal testimonies with those who lack an understanding of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. So, brothers and sisters, are we ready to do something? Can each one of us resolve today to increase our personal spiritual preparation by seeking the guidance of the Holy Ghost and then, with His power as our companion, bless more of our Father's children with understanding and knowledge that the church is true? I testify that the Savior lives, and He will bless each one of us if we will do all that we can to move this great work of His church forward. May each one of us resolve to do something more. From an April 2000 General Conference Address. How have you applied this? Share your experiences. Share how you have shared the gospel and read the experiences of other youth at lds.org/go/share NE117.